I'd like to call the City of Franklin Common Council meeting for Tuesday, February 4th to order. Madam Clerk, can you call the roll, please?
Alderman Olson is, Mayor Olson is excused. Alderman Dandrea?
Here.
Alderman Mayor?
Here.
Alderwoman Wilhelm is excused. Alderman Taylor?
Here.
Alderman Barber?
Here.
Alderman Nelson?
Here.
Please stand for the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And for the record, I'll be voting as alderman. So, first item on the agenda is citizen comment period. Anyone out there that would like to let us know what's on their mind?
Orville Seymour, 3020 West Acre Avenue. January 7th on the agenda for the Common Council. The Common Council gave away what appears to be a $1,200 laptop computer to the former city administrator, Mark Liberta. I made open records requests for the cost of that computer. I've been told it's about $1,200. I've made open records requests to see if the laptop was cleaned of any data that belongs to the city. Apparently that's not the case. Apparently the data is still on Liberta's computer, and now he's the administrator for the county of Walworth. I'm asking here tonight if anybody knows anything about that. I think it's important. It raises a number of very interesting questions, such as, isn't Mr. Liberta still responsible for open records requests, even though he's not an employee of the city any longer? Number two, nobody seems to know what's on that computer. If there's personal, private information that shouldn't be made public, if it gets lost, stolen, or hacked, does the city's errors and omissions policy cover that? These are all important questions. I think we deserve answers to those questions. Does anybody have any answers?
Well, you know, Mr. Seymour, that this is not a discussion point of going back and forth at this point. We'll take all your questions and concerns, and we will make sure that we will get back to you.
Well, I've made open records requests, and I'm not getting answers to those. I hope to get some answers directly from the horse's mouth here tonight, but apparently the horse's ass is not here tonight.
Well, let's stay on the right side, Mr. Seymour. Thank you. It is noted, and someone will get back to you. Anyone else? Seeing none, we will close the citizen comment period. Mayoral announcements on page 3. The City of Franklin does have a proclamation to designate May 2nd, 2020 as Arbor Day in the City of Franklin. Back in 1872, J. Sterling Morton proposed to the Nebraska Board of Agriculture that a special day be set aside for planting trees, and whereas the holiday now known as Arbor Day is celebrated worldwide, and whereas the City of Franklin's Environmental Commission and the people of Franklin, Wisconsin, have observed Arbor Day since 1999, and whereas trees reduce erosion, purify our air and water, and provide habitat for wildlife, provide a source of spiritual renewal, and whereas trees increase our property values, enhance our economic vitality, and beautify our community. Now, therefore, on behalf of Mayor Steve Olson and the City of Franklin, Wisconsin proclaims May 2nd as Arbor Day in the City of Franklin. And we urge all citizens of the City of Franklin to protect our trees and our woodlands and to gladden their hearts by planting another tree. Probably not, but it sounded good. Approval of the minutes for January 21st. I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a first and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Against? The motion passes 5 in favor, 1 absentee, or 1 excused, and none against. Item D is a public hearing. Public hearing, Mr. Reglio. Or Madam Clerk, who wants to read the public hearing?
I think Reglio has his hand up.
Okay. Well, Reglio, could you please read the public hearing for us, please?
Notices are by giving that the Common Council of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Tuesday, February 4th, 2020, at 6:30 p.m. or soon thereafter, after matter may be heard in the Common Council chambers at the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comment regarding a proposed ordinance to amend the City of Franklin 2025 Comprehensive Master Plan to change the future land use map use designation for property located at 5207 West Oakwood Road from recreational use and areas of natural resource feature use to institutional use. Daniel Duniak, General Manager of Waukesha Water Utility, applicant Judith Euro and Evelyn Farchione, deceased property owners. The property, which is the subject of this application, currently bears tax key number 948999-8001. A map showing the property affected may be obtained from the City Council by the way of request to the Department of City Development at Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, telephone number 414-425-4024, during normal business hours. This public hearing is being held pursuant to the requirements of Wisconsin Statutes, Section 6610014D. The public is invited to attend the public hearing and to provide input. The proposed ordinance to amend the City of Franklin 2025 Comprehensive Master Plan is available and open for inspection by the public in the office of the City Clerk at Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, during normal business hour. The proposed draft ordinance is also available and open for inspection by the public at the Franklin Public Library, 9151 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, during normal business hour. In addition, the draft ordinance is available for review at www.franklinwi.gov.
Thank you, Reglio. We've got a properly noticed and published public hearing, so I will open up the public hearing to hear from the people concerned. If you are going to make comments on this item, please come up to the microphone and state your name and address for the record, please.
Ronald Fratrick, 4933 West Oakwood Road. That would be in Franklin. I've been living this property for quite a few years, and I've got some piece of land over there. I had questioned a few years ago as to whether I could build another building on it. I've got 10, 12 acres there. I was informed that I was in the 100-year floodplain. Well, I'm sitting at probably 35 feet above where they're going to be monkeying around with this new building. And if I'm in a 100-year floodplain at 4933, certainly they're way underwater. I was here when the Planning Commission a couple of weeks ago, and they said they want to build a building down there. I guess one of my big concerns is what are they going to do for bathroom facilities in that building? They're going to have some measuring devices in there, people going in and out to look at that stuff once in a while. So I'm sure they're going to have a bathroom. What are they going to do with the effluent there? I also understand that, according to the DNR, that they're going to meld this water coming back in with a mixture with the radon water. So now we're going to be putting radon down that river. That there hasn't been a big study done on that. I think it'll be a good time to address some of those problems.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Anyone else who would like to talk on this subject of City of Waukesha directing their water back to Lake Michigan from this route? Mr. Ryan.
Basil Ryan, candidate for mayor. But I'm going to speak from my heart on this project because it's in my backyard. And some of the concerns, and I've listened to the tapes, I wasn't at the public hearing, I was at some of the informational ones, which frustrated me because a lot of the information wasn't out there yet. For example, and it was reiterated at the Planning Commission. There's a bigger plan for that piece of land. There was hints in the conversation that you know, the DNR was going to require them maybe to build more wetlands, another pond, their operation, if it expands, so forth and so on. And one of the commissioners made allude to it, too. They also changed where the building was originally, where neighbors thought it was going to be, was now moved to another location. There was also a concern by not only the city engineer, but by one of the commissioners on the traffic with the roads being closed and that. You know, but I kept hearing this thing from Waukesha say about $40 million. It was costing them $40 million more to come to this route. But yet, I never heard what they were doing with that $40 million extra to help the residents in there. Now, I've reached an age in my life where I have grandkids, and they live on 60th Street, and they take a bus. Now, here's the problem. If you're going to close that road, nobody knows what the route is going to be for the buses. And then if you're going to have construction during the rainy season, Oakwood floods. So you can't get down 60th Road. And I'm proud of the fact that we have a fire station that's there that I had gotten for our area. That fire station won't be able to go, or those that fire personnel will not be able to go down 60th to service those people. You know how it's going to have to go? All the way out Ryan Road, 76th Street, and it's going to go into Racine County and then have to come back. Now, normally when we have construction projects, people build in alternative routes, and it's part of the cost. And they say, you can't close this road because, and they take in all of these circumstances. I haven't heard one person say anything about that. Not one person at all. I hear all these people that live in Franklin and know the problems, but do they know that Oakwood floods and you can't get a vehicle down there? Now you're going to have a construction, a 30-inch main that's going to go on the right-of-way. That road itself is one of the narrowest roads when you leave the business park to go down there. So when you're going to have construction equipment, I can guarantee you that road's going to be closed. But nobody's asked, out of this $40 million that they claim they're spending to go this route, and it's not the cheapest, what they're going to do to safeguard the residents and their children and a fire protection. And I'm sure Dan would appreciate that, you know, the response time, because minutes matter when emergencies occur. But nobody's taken that part into consideration. We also have the part about, so everyone knows, I don't even have high-speed internet. Now I'm solving a regional problem for Waukesha? Can someone solve my internet problem and put me in the same speed and days of what everyone else enjoys? Why am I solving a problem, a regional problem, for Waukesha, when I haven't even had our own problems in our own neighborhood taken care of? It just, you know, it frustrates me again, the building. That property, and I'll disclose this. I knew Leona, and I was part of the negotiations, and Steve will know that too, that I sat there when she was talking with the sewage people, or the Waukesha Water. And my frustration is that woman did a lot for this community. That's the Geezy family. And I don't even see Waukesha at least putting a sign up for the Geezy farm. Her heart was in that property. Her brother Earl, which I had the privilege of knowing, farmed that land. And that was part of that area. People knew that that was. One of the comments, and a lot of you weren't knowing, but it was interesting at Waukesha, one of the things that she had put in there, and they talked about a snowmobile trail, and they talked about, you know, one of the commissioners picked up on it and said, yeah, that's a trail in case Milwaukee County would ever put it. What it was Leona put in there for me and my family and the other families that we could still have the ability to go across that land with our recreational vehicles. Apparently nobody picked it up, but I'm sure Steve sat in on those meetings when we talked about it because we wanted it to be part of the neighborhood. We didn't want to see changes. I was hoping like the design of the building would blend in like a farm building, a barn, and that it would stand with the other ones. Part of the heritage that's going to stay there, and Steve and his wife Judy put money into making that the barn in a park. I'd like to see that instead of a commercialized building with all of this water and questions if there's another agenda with another plan that we don't know about. I didn't come to that conclusion. Listen to the tape. Several of the commissioners alluded to that fact that there's going to be bigger plaids than it on there. The other question I ask is tax dollars. We take this off the property roll and we make it institutional. How much money are we going to get? We're going to lose out on taxes? Why can't we take out of that parcel like we do on residential? Let's take 1 acre for the building and take that and make that institutional and leave the rest of the land on the tax roll so that we can continue to generate tax dollars, not strap the residents again. We do it when people buy in that area large homes or small homes. We carve out an acre, we leave the rest the way it is so we can generate. I don't see that Franklin residents should have to pay because that facility is going to rely on police and fire, and it's going to rely on services that the residents are going to have to pay for without them. The other thing when they say that was, I ask and say, why didn't it go like the House of Correction? House of Correction is right there. That's institutional in that. Why is it tying up something, you know, like that? It's supposed to put the water into the Root River. I can tell you, I sat on the negotiations. Milwaukee County wouldn't sell them any land. Leona and her brother had the good fortunes of foresight. They own both sides of the river when it comes to the Root River. That's why Waukesha wanted that piece of property. Everywhere else except my nether neighbor next to me, who also owns both sides of the river, was unique. Milwaukee County told Waukesha they weren't interested because Milwaukee County dominates all of the land adjacent to the Root River. So if you can't get Milwaukee County wanting to be part of solving the regional problem, now all of a sudden Franklin is, only because Leona and her family had the good senses of not, because years ago the county bought that land and told those people back there they were going to put a lake in. Several of the people like Earl didn't go along with it. And they kept both sides and had the ability to cross the river in that. So that's why that property is unique there. The other thing is, you know, they talk about their high standards and they're not going to let any dumping go in that isn't. But yet, why don't we tie that in and say, look, if your levels drop below a certain, you lose the right to function and operate in there. Things that we could negotiate with and put in writing to safeguard the residents in the stream. And that we don't. We take it for their word because they're telling us they're going to do this. You know, don't forget, we had an agreement with the city of Milwaukee that they weren't going to take businesses from Franklin. The mayor alluded to that. And the city of Milwaukee came right in and tried snatching one of our businesses away. So I don't put a lot of faith unless it's in writing. The river backup is another concern. Who's going to clean? The meetings I went to, I raised that question. I was told that that's the sewage district problem. Well, if you're a facility dumping that kind of water into there, why wouldn't you be concerned with the water being free? I can tell you, as someone that lives there and goes back in the woods and that, there's all kinds of blockage in there. And that blockage causes backups. Now, if you're going to have backups, and many of you probably haven't seen the pictures, but there's times when 60th Street gets flooded and you can't. That water creeps up to Oakwood. Now all of a sudden, what are you going to do? You basically have ponding because the water has nowhere to go. Now you're going to add this other discharge water. That's going to even get larger. And you know what's going to happen? Our roads are going to wash out. And then who's going to pay for those? It isn't going to be Waukesha. It's going to be Franklin residents. I know I only have a short period of time. I tried to hit some of the points that I think this, you know, and I hope that some of you realize there's a lot more that needs to be looked at. And you know, we need to get the consensus of at least the residents and what the goal is here. But by all means, the safety. You know, I've got grandkids that I don't want to see, not inconvenienced, but put in harm's way because the bus can't get through or the bus got lost or now there's a car that got lost and we got a fire station that's right down the road and it can't respond because it's got to go all the way and come into Racine to come back to service when you probably could have ran to the house quicker and faster. None of these things have been taken into consideration. But remember, they're paying an extra $40 million to use this route and other routes are cheaper. I don't see a one penny going out of that 40 going to safeguard the residents in that area. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Ryan. Anyone else? I'm going to close it if you're not. You're in the public. You can. Yes, sir.
Hello, my name is Russ Rivard. My address is 5120 West Oakwood. I'm a relatively new resident on Oakwood. We've only lived there 2 years. My concerns are I mimic what the last gentleman say, the safety concerns. Because when they bring in that tunnel, what are they going to do about the fire response that's there? Station 2 is right on 60th, and I have a couple children at home, and that's a concern for me. And the reason why I bring that up is because I work for the fire department. I work for the City of Milwaukee Fire Department. I'm the Deputy Chief of Special Operations, and I can tell you firsthand that that response time is everything. During that construction, living on that road, I know it's going to flood. It's probably going to flood. It was close to flooding a couple days ago just with the warm weather. And it's a concern. There's only two firefighters who are assigned in that house to begin with. And to block that off is a detriment, I believe. And if you have that untreated water that you're going to dump into the river, all of our houses are on wells right there. How does that affect our groundwater and our drinking water? Those are my two biggest concerns, and I just hope you listen to what we have to say and give it some thought. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
Good evening. My name is Dan Dukniak. I'm the general manager of the Waukesha Water Utility. I also happen to be a resident of the City of Franklin, 3647 West Forest Hill Avenue in District 5. I want to respond to some of these issues that we have here that have been raised. First off, untreated water. As we explained at the Plan Commission meeting, there's no chance for untreated water to be going down the or being discharged at this site. The only water that could enter the pipeline would be fully treated, fully disinfected water. So the only water that would come would be fully treated water that would come back. There's no possibility for any partially treated or raw sewage to come back. So that is not a concern here.
This is return water going
this
back
is the,
to...
Correct. Where 95% of the 500 utilities in the state discharge to rivers and streams. So first off with that, with regards to emergency vehicles, I agree with, you know, the concern. As part of our agreement with the City of Franklin, we have to maintain that 60th Street will be open when we're doing construction there. There has to be access for emergency vehicles to be able to get in and get out of there. Very familiar with that area. Worked in Franklin for a couple of years. Worked in Oak Creek for a number of years, and obviously I'm a resident here. So I wanted to make sure that you are aware that that will be addressed. With regards to the flooding and the 100-year flooding and the backups, there was an environmental impact statement that was completed as part of this project that took 6 years to complete. All the flooding issues were looked at. With regards to flooding and closing 60th Street, this discharge will have zero impact on that. I know some of the aldermen were at the public meeting, and we also discussed this at the